When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
We will get to Bill's throws in a second. Before that, quick plug for our friends out in Holdridge at Score One Smoking. It's still tailgating season. You can still get rubs and sauces from ScoreOneSmoking.com. Chris has got all you need there. Bill has the logo, of course, over there.
Score One.
There he is. ScoreOneSmoking.com. Also on Facebook and Instagram.
Also, Chris wouldn't let me... I'm letting everyone know, and he didn't really say because he always has time for everyone, but they're out. They're done. Harvest is over.
Dunzo.
Yeah, yeah. And so they got...
Dunzo?
Yeah.
Dunzo.
Seeds and weeds. I mean, they took care of it. And so they're done. And so that gives them a little bit more time. So he's fielding phone calls also free of charge. If you really? Just reach out to him like that and say, hey, here's what I got going. I got an 8-pound brisket. I'm doing that today. I'm doing it for the game, you know, on Saturday. Do you have any clues for me? He'll be able to help you out with that. So he's got time. He's not in the combine right now. So he's got some time. Thank you.
What are you looking at, Jake?
Chase on the website for Score One Smoking.
I'm checking to see.
What are you checking?
I want to take a class sometime out there.
We'll go join you out there. I'll go with you for a class.
And
so, Chris, if you're listening, Chris and Parker, I'll come out for a class and maybe we'll take the train out.
I've never been on a train. I'm 100% on this. We'll take the train out. Smoking meat and a train. Yes. This sounds like a wonderful trip.
You don't smoke meat in the train.
That sounds even better.
It leaves at 12:46 a.m.
We'll get to Holdridge sometime around 2 a.m., but we'll start smoking immediately.
That's the best time. You get it going, then you get to eat it sooner.
Exactly.
That's how you do it.
We'll get it going. Thank you.
Score One Smoking.
Score One.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on a Thursday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
this is going to be a bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, it's a cool parenting tips Thursday. What do you have for
cool
us today?
Parenting tips. And I just want to get out in front of something. I want to get out in front of something. I think it's very serious to handle this early on. It was slightly touched on last year, but not to this extent. And it's something we have to get very clear. It's trick or treat. It's not trunk or treat. It's trick or treat.
Oh boy.
It's not trunk or treat.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
This trunk or treat treat thing, it freaks me out. And what? I want it ended at all costs. I want to put a stop to it. That's not how trick or treat's meant to be done. You're going to walk around a parking lot with a bunch of cars with their trunk popped open with candy in it.
I never did it.
I know. It's real. Make a stand. Make a stand today.
Talk to the schools now.
Talk to everyone. I want kids roaming neighborhoods. I want kids roaming neighborhoods out there, getting their gear on, going out, roaming, parents walking with them. Maybe they got a to-go cup with them. Maybe it was something else interesting in it. That's fine. But not walking around a parking lot. I'm not dealing with this stuff like that. I don't want to hear about it.
Why did it happen?
Make it easier. Make it safer. I don't know. Did anybody here in this room trick or treat?
Yes.
Did you ever get abducted? Did you ever get abducted?
Never. I didn't. I can't say I did.
Never once.
Ben has weighed in.
Yeah,
Ben did.
But, Ben is waiting.
It's a school event.
It's a school event.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't want it going on. Yeah, I want. I don't want kids talking to each other like going like, "Hey, the Escalade two cars down is giving out full candy bars." No, you find out on your own who's giving out the full candy bars and what corner they're on and where they're at.
Oh,
and
if you got to go hard
into,
one,
if you got to go into different neighborhoods and have your parents haul you around, you want to do it like that. You ring doorbells. You have interest. You ring doorbells like that. My parents invite them in. They always come in. And they talk to them.
Do they?
They might end
up. Ron and Sharon.
They always say trick or treat. And my dad always says, "Give me a trick."
Yeah.
And they just stand there and stare at you. They don't know what that. They're just completely lost.
That is.
It's a skill set. It's
get a
kick-ass costume. And if you're a real parent and you're a real kid and you got things figured out, you make your own costume in the basement. Yeah. You don't go, "Well, I just got this one at Walmart." No.
They're expensive.
No. You make your own down. You make
if you go
your
to
own,
Walmart with
do your own
kids.
Dan Marino from the basement. Figure it out. Get a jersey.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Get the whole thing
out. Sports figure.
And here's the last thing. If you think that maybe your kids are too old to be trick-or-treating, they are. They are. If you think they're too old, really? They are. If you're going,
think.
I don't know. Is this kind of on the cusp? Yeah, they are. If you're the kid, it's so crystal clear in your mind. No, they're trick-or-treating. He's getting a little older. What do you think, honey?
Done.
No, done. And it's like, absolutely not. I don't need a bunch of ninth graders walking around in a costume.
Okay, now.
No, I'm making a stand.
I was out at age nine.
Yeah, I wasn't even a big trick-or-treater, but anyway, it's trick-or-treat.
Wow, not trunk-or-treat.
It's not trunk-or-treat.
This is somewhat directed at the school system.
I want it stopped. If you count that as your trick-or-treating, That's
what about thing. Okay, now here's a key question, Bill. What about both? Trunk or treat and trick or treat?
I say no.
Just throw out the trunk.
I like trick or treat. Okay. I like neighborhood. In my opinion, it's a one-time deal. I don't think you do I don't do Christmas Eve on the 19th of December. You know, that's not when it is.
Okay? There can be multiple Christmases though.
I don't care. I want it done. It's Halloween, that's the night you go. I don't mind if you go a little early.
I'm just trying to play
devil's
advocate.
People want to get up early, so no.
I don't disagree with you. I want to play devil's advocate a little bit.
Anything in the text line, Jake.
We have some responses you might expect in this one. Sanderson says that Hickman is a glorious place for Halloween. Hundreds of kids all over. Parents giving out adult treats to drink to adults.
That happens. Are you okay with that?
And he says, and nobody has their trunk open in their driveway.
Yeah.
I don't think
that would be amazing.
That would be
actually.
Amazing. If someone did the
you
trunk
walk by a driveway and there's just a trunk open.
What about
candy
that?
Sitting in
no.
it?
No.
100% no.
Not an organized event.
No.
Just somebody
how do you
with
feel about
trunk
the houses
open?
That leave the bowl out? They don't answer the door, but they have the bowl
I
and
don't
the candy.
Like it, but I do understand that there might have been something come up that night where it's like, hey, listen, I have an event.
But they
that
want
night,
to make sure the candy
make sure
gets
that,
out
that,
there.
So I want to,
and at least
so,
they leave a bowl out.
Yes, they leave it out. Yeah. And so
what if they left the bowl in the back of their pickup?
No.
Is that still trunk or treat?
Yeah, that's still, no. Okay. No, you ring doorbells.
73-year-old Pete Chattanooga says, with my grandkids, I love going door to door with them.
Yeah,
no trunk
awesome.
Or treat. No trunk or treat.
It's awesome. The trunk or treat, that's how life gets set back.
I think.
What was trick or treating? Better times.
100
better times.
And just because I didn't get into it didn't mean I didn't recognize. I mean, I did it a couple of years.
Well, I was a non-Halloween participant. I didn't like it. But I'm just, I had nothing to do with that. But
I thought it was odd.
I wasn't
like having
my deal.
A big bowl of candy to me seemed odd.
Yeah, it wasn't my deal. But like I said, I love the ones that give the.
I don't know that I had like the existential thoughts.
I always
want
to be ahead of
8 years old.
Like, Jake's got something.
Well, this one intrigues me. Gator says, I will be in Hawaii over Halloween. I'll update you how that goes in Hawaii.
How does it? Do you know?
Yeah, maybe
it's
not
the same. Bill, you spend a lot of time
in Hawaii.
I've been in Hawaii a lot. I don't know how they do trick or treat.
I wonder how they do
I don't know what they do
on
there.
The island.
Oh, yeah, on the island, the 808.
Well, Gator plays the neighborhoods. They still have candy.
Yeah. They still have candy in Hawaii. I guarantee
it. Are you getting pineapples?
I assume that it's just normal. Trick or treat.
Are they giving pineapple out? Like
well,
fruit,
why would
mangoes?
They be giving
pineapple?
Because it's about because
Hawaii has.
Imagine
great
hauling
fruit.
Around a couple pineapple in your bag.
It's kind of like if you go to Georgia, there's just oranges being handed out everywhere.
Do you know that for sure?
Or peaches.
Or peanuts, pecans.
Now that would be. I'd be in on that.
Gene weighed in. Don't forget to go to the retirement center old.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Folks' homes. That's a good idea.
It's a good idea. Good idea. Yeah. Peruse through there. Yeah.
That actually is a really good idea. That probably brings them more joy than.
Yeah. It'd be awesome. I'm with that. Things. Yeah. I'm with that. I'm going to support that.
I wouldn't push back on that.
No, not at all.
I want to hear back from Gator when he gets back from Hawaii how the trick-or-treating goes. If it's the same, if it's different, report back, please, Gator, on Halloween trick-or-treating.
I want to get out in front of it.
Thank you.
No trunks. No
2 weeks in advance. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I want to get it out in front of it. I don't want
just
to mess
an awareness
it.
Just an awareness
issue. Awareness of better,
better
time.
Times. Yeah. Better times.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. The record this week is 2-1.
Look at that.
Yeah, 26-27 overall. Tonight. On Thursday Night Football, it's Saints and Broncos.
Okay.
So today, our topic is Saints and Broncos all-time leaders.
That's pretty good.
All-time leaders. All-time leaders for the Saints and the Broncos.
Don't do the Saints.
Oh, I like Schaaf.
Don't
like
do the Schaaf Saints all-time rusher. I've missed that one before.
Well,
that's the problem. I feel like I've lost on both of these teams in the past.
Well, let's see how it goes. 464-5685. Shut up. Zipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Zipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Zipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Zipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Nick Down Sip and Schaefer today. You can help out for your lifeline. Schaefer, how do you feel about Saints and Broncos today?
Like I said, I have this weird memory of losing on the Saints specifically. So I'm fascinated for this game.
We'll see what happens here. Yeah. We got Brendan. Brendan, how do you feel about Saints and Broncos all-time leaders today?
Pretty good.
Oh, he feels good. Whoa. He's confident.
Who's it, Brendan?
Brendan, nice. Our caller.
All right, here we go.
All right, Brendan, first question goes to you. Here we go. What receiver holds the record for most receiving yards in Broncos history with 11,389 yards?
Got it.
Brad Smith.
Say that again.
Rod Smith.
Brilliant. Rod Smith is correct. You would have had that, Sip?
Probably.
Schaefer?
That was the only guy I could think of that played that long enough.
Okay. Where's Ed McCaffrey?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. McCaffrey.
He didn't have as many yards as he had, like three seasons of 1,000 yards in his career.
Okay.
I looked this up the other day for some reason.
He was a possession guy.
I couldn't imagine all of a sudden looking up the McCaffrey's yards at the Broncos.
There was like a whole reason behind it. Gotcha. But I fell down a rabbit hole, basically, is what it was.
Easy to do that. All right, Sip. First question down 1-0. Who has the most rushing yards in Broncos history with 7,607 yards?
I can see the guy. I can see him. He's recent vintage.
I've written my answer down, covered it up.
Schaefer, yeah, Bill, can I help?
You don't have this?
Okay, I don't have Broncos like a great all-time answer. Leading
rusher. Last name is Smith.
Going with Smith.
Yes.
Smith. I feel like Bill is disappointed in that one right now.
Brendan,
do you want that or do you want to pass?
Terrell Davis.
That is
Davis.
Brilliant.
I didn't have it.
Played long.
I had Floyd Little.
You had Floyd.
Yeah, not Floyd Little.
Terrell Davis.
No, I knew it was Terrell Davis. I just couldn't come up with the name. I can see him.
I didn't think that he played long enough. He had such a short career.
7,670 yards.
Like five seasons?
I'm not sure how many years.
The hardest ones you don't get are the ones you know and you just can't get the name.
Well, you're just, I have so much doubt and I don't want to be wrong.
This is rough.
This is rough. You're in trouble.
2-0 lead. Brendan, last question for the win. Who has the most rushing yards in Saints history with 6,457 yards?
Mark Ingram.
Ooh. Brilliant.
We've lost on that one.
Just ahead of Deuce McAllister.
Went with Deuce McAllister, and that's where we've lost.
I would have went Chuck Muncy.
Me too.
I would have went Chuck Muncy.
Okay, we got to commit this to memory because it'll come back.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's
Mark Ingram.
Yep. Brendan.
We shouldn't have missed.
Nice win today. Congrats.
Terrell Davis. I should have just said his name out loud so we thought or talked about it, but.
Brendan's the victory today. There it is.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Great win for Brendan. Just demolished.
Brendan's trying
He's got more to say.
Keep going, Brendan. What else? That's it. He's done. Okay, he's a shut up Sipple. So, all right. That's a loss. You guys are 2-2 on the week, and you have a chance to win the week tomorrow. 3-2.
Now, Bill will be taking over. I'm bouncing. I'm dipping at 6:30 tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm dipping right now.
I asked for 6:40, and you thought you could do that.
Maybe.
That puts you at the airport at 7 o'clock for an 8 o'clock flight, and it takes a minute and a half to get through security.
I don't like to be stressed. 6:40 is doable.
Okay.
Doable.
Thank you.
Do you want your last question, Sip, at all or not?
Please.
Schaefer's here still. What receiver leads the Saints in all-time receiving yards with 9,759 yards and touchdowns with 72?
72.
Thomas?
Michael Thomas is your guess?
No.
I would like to steal.
Go ahead.
Is it Jimmy Graham?
Jeez, Jimmy Graham.
It is a man who played his college ball at Hofstra, Marcus Colston.
Okay.
Whoa.
Marquise Colston.
Whoa.
Okay, Hofstra. Now this is where Bill comes into play for the tiebreaker. Peyton Manning, Bill, played four seasons for the Broncos from 2012 to 2015. Of 57 games played there, how many games did he win? He played 57 games. How many did
38.
He win?
38.
Jeez.
You guys going over under?
Strikes me as 30. High. Strikes me as
yeah,
high.
Yeah, I would go under.
He went 45 and 12.
Whoa.
He went 45 and 12.
What a dude.
Yeah.
What a dude.
Very good run.
Oh, yeah. My God.
As a starting quarterback for the Broncos.
Yeah, that's why he's an American icon, among other reasons.
Yes, he is.
Makes more money than anybody almost on the planet right
he's
now.
He's doing very well for himself.
He's making, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars a year in all of his other...
Really?
And it looks like he just enjoys every aspect
fun.
Of everything.
Everything
he does,
though, is fun. He's never in a controversial thing. It's like... The only thing that was a little bit hard for him is the Olympics.
How's that?
He did the Olympics, and you had to be pretty serious on that. That's kind of one of those things. He didn't get bashed on it. I'm saying, but he had to be a little more
right.
Right now, everything he does is just fun.
Yeah. Kind
of, he makes fun of himself. He's got incredible likability.
He's a very funny guy.
He's incredible likability.
The commercials are good too. They're not
so
like
good.
You don't need them to go away after you see it the second time.
Yeah, they're very good. He should be on Fansville. Has he ever been on Fansville?
Oh, he should be. That's a good call.
He would be great on Fansville.
He would be.
Wants him on Fansville.
Think about Dr. Pepper. They went Larry Culpepper, and they went Fansville.
Fansville.
And, I mean, I don't know how you... Larry Culpepper, during its prime, was as good as life got. It really was.
Those commercials are still good.
I sent Jake a commercial yesterday that we laughed so hard. It's one of the funniest commercials.
It's not meant for the airwaves.
It's not meant for the airwaves, but it's one of the funniest things I've ever...
Very good.
Yeah.
We'll show it to you.
Actually, it is meant for... Because it actually is...
It's on the airwaves.
Yeah.
It's on
different times?
We'll play it for you.
Yeah.
Different times.
All right, I got to bounce.
Better times.
Okay. I'm bouncing.
Well. Before
quick
plug before you bounce. Before we get to break,
your flight's
tomorrow. Reminder today.
Flight's tomorrow.
Today is the We Can Do This charity event at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards from 5:30 to 7.
Can do it.
It's the 8th anniversary. It helps feed kids in Lincoln with a great organization here. No kids should be hungry. Come by Madsen's tonight for an appearance by Fred Hoiberg.
Free photo op with Fred.
And a silent auction and a raffle featuring Husker football, basketball tickets, Husker signed memorabilia, food and gift baskets, and more. It's tonight from 5:30 to 7 at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards just south of 48th and Holdridge for the We Can Do This 8th anniversary fundraiser. Please come by and check that out. The Spillover is next on Early Break of the Ticket.
Nice.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.